Support for KQED Podcasts comes from Star One Credit Union, now offering real-time money movement with Instant Pay. Make transfers and payments instantly between financial institutions. Online or through Star One's mobile app, Star One Credit Union, in your best interest. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Evie Bolaños in San Francisco, and here are your state headlines. Republican Vince Fong is moving on to a runoff in May to serve out the remainder of former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's term in Congress. Right now, fellow Republican and Tulare County Sheriff Mike Boudreau has a more than 3,000-vote lead for second over Democrat Marissa Wood. Fong and Boudreau will be facing off in November to serve the full term in the 20th District. In the wake of multiple massive wildfires, some property insurance companies have severely raised their rates or withdrawn from California altogether. A new proposal would create a method of calculating rates aimed at both bringing back those companies and creating more affordable policies. From North State Public Radio, Alex Stutson has more.
Normally, insurance companies use data from the past to decide their rates. But as climate change affects the number and severity of disasters like wildfires, that method has become outdated. The new proposal would allow insurance companies to use climate change-informed predictions of future disasters to calculate their rates. These so-called catastrophe models are already used when insuring against earthquake losses and fires following earthquakes. The proposed regulation would extend that to include other disasters like flooding and wildfire.
I'm very pleased that the insurance commissioner is seeing that this is a real problem.
That's Ron Lassonde, mayor of the town of Paradise, which was destroyed in the 2018 Camp Fire. He hopes the new regulation would help fire survivors who can't afford their increased insurance costs.
So if the model accurately reflects the risk, one would hope that more insurance companies would be available. The more insurance companies are available, the more they'll compete at price, and that hopefully will make the price more reasonable.
Lassonde says he hopes the model will also reflect fire mitigation projects in the area that came after the campfire. That could hopefully lower rates further, but he says no matter what, prices will never again be like they were before the fire. The Department of Insurance will hold a workshop in April to take input from the public before starting the process of submitting the regulation for approval. For the California Report, I'm Alex Stutson in Chico.
One of the nation's largest real estate groups has announced they're settling a major lawsuit which accused them of breaking antitrust laws. The National Association of Realtors admitted no wrongdoing and agreed to pay $418 million in this class action lawsuit, which is set to change some rules for how realtors get commissions. But what does that mean for home buyers and sellers in California? KQED's Aditi Bunlamudi joins us to break it all down. Hey, Aditi.
Hey, Madi.
So first off, give us the details of the lawsuit. Who are the players and what are the charges?
The case was launched by a group of home sellers in Missouri in April of 2019, so a while ago. And it basically argued that real estate brokers were artificially inflating the commissions they would get through home sales. So here's what all of that means. Imagine you're looking for a home. You go on Redfin or Zillow and you see a list price for a home. What you might not realize is that baked into that list price is a 5 to 6% commission for the real estate agent you're working with and the agent the home seller is working with. They basically split that commission. There's no set rule for how much the agent's commission is, but in practice, it ends up being around 5 to 6% of the home's value. The National Association of Realtors made it a rule to post how much an agent makes in commission on the sale of a home. And that's important because it meant that if agents tried to compete with each other by maybe setting a lower commission rate, like a 3 or 4%, then agents wouldn't show those homes to potential buyers, which is why the plaintiffs in the suit are arguing it was price fixing.
Gotcha. Just for a little context here, is 5 to 6% high for home sales? How does that commission rate compare to other countries?
Yeah, it's actually pretty high. In England, commissions are about 1% to 2%. And because the agents in the U.S. can see how much they stand to make from a particular home sale, it has a couple impacts. One, it encourages realtors to steer their clients to more expensive properties because the commission is going to be higher. And conversely, if the commission is less, the realtor might not show their clients that home. And it also gets rid of any power the home seller or buyer has in negotiating that commission rate.
So what was the outcome of the lawsuit?
There are a few things that change now. In the middle of July, when this settlement agreement goes into effect, realtors can no longer post what the commission will be for a particular home. That rate will be set during negotiations, and it could be 5 to 6% or maybe lower. Second, commissions will be decoupled. So that means the buyer will be responsible for paying their agent and the seller will have to pay their agent. Because before, it was just one commission that the agents would split.
This kind of sounds like bad news for the realtors, no?
That's the same question I had, and I posed it to Ted Tozer, a fellow at the Urban Institute who specializes in home finance.
I think what's going to happen is it's going to force realtors to compete.
Tozer says realtors will have to be more effective in how they sell homes. They'll have to be really good at knowing the neighborhoods they're selling homes in, and they'll have to offer a good experience for the home buyer and seller. And it's probably going to be a lot harder for part-time realtors to compete in this now very competitive market.
The ones that are doing the business are probably more effective at what they're doing because they're going to have to make it a basically full-time job.
Does this mean anything for the housing market in general? Will we see home prices go down, perhaps?
Yeah, it's a little too early to tell. Americans pay, in total, about $100 billion in real estate commissions. And that'll probably decrease now as agents become more competitive in the rates that they offer. Will more homes go on the market because of that? Will home prices go down? We don't know yet. But what will probably happen is that home buyers and sellers will maybe feel more empowered in this really complicated, financially important process. And there will hopefully be more transparency in these transactions.
Aditi Bunlamudi is a housing reporter for KQED. Aditi, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And that is the California Report for Wednesday, March 20th. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Madi Bolaños. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Healthcare Foundation, Listening to Black Californians, a new study on how the healthcare system undermines the pursuit of good health, on the web at chcf.org/LBCA. The William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, investing in creative thinkers and problem solvers who are working to ensure that people, communities, and the planet can flourish. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy works to create a healthy, resilient, secure world for all, on the web at theschmidt.org.
Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.